Good afternoon. Another hot and humid day is underway across interior New York and New England, with a large ridge of high pressure continuing to dominate the weather picture. Temperatures are already soaring through the 80s and will top out in the lower to mid 90s. When combined with high humidity, it'll feel like it's in the upper 90s to near 100 degrees across valley locations, with lower to mid 90s heat indices across the higher terrain. At the same time, a disturbance pivoting into southern Canada will drag a cold front into and through the region later today and tonight. The result will be billowing clouds leading to scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in northernmost New York and New England, but across the rest of the region as well as we head towards sunset. Some of these storms could be on the stronger side, perhaps even severe, with gusty wind and heavy downpours. As we get into the night tonight, more scattered showers and thunderstorms as the front pushes by. As temperatures will slide back, we'll see overnight lows in the 60s to around 70. As the front pushes off the eastern seaboard early Thursday morning, we still run the risk at a passing shower or a thunderstorm. However, the rest of the day will be dry, and humidity levels will gradually come down as the winds flip around to the west-northwest. Still, temperatures will be warm but not hot on Thursday, as highs will be back into the lower 80s. In fact, much more comfortable air will build in for the end of the week. With a mix of sun and clouds and pleasant levels of humidity, highs will be in the middle and upper 70s. By the weekend, we'll see the risk of a shower develop on Saturday as an onshore breeze develops off the Atlantic Ocean. Otherwise, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and a touch more humidity, with highs staying in the 70s before pushing into the 80s for the remainder of the holiday weekend on Sunday and Monday. As the humidity builds on these 2 days, we run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. In fact, the risk of thunderstorms will continue into Tuesday of next week, with highs staying in the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front extending from the Great Lakes to the southern high plains will slide eastward and produce showers and thunderstorms for northern New England through the Ohio Valley and into the southern plains today. Some of the storms will be capable of damaging winds, large hail, and even a tornado or two. Heavy rainfall could cause localized flash flooding. The Storm Prediction Center has highlighted this area as having a marginal risk of severe storms today. Meanwhile, another front will move from western Canada to parts of the northern Rockies and Pacific Northwest over the next 24 hours. Weak onshore flow, along with the boundary, will produce rain over parts of the Pacific Northwest coast. And air quality alerts remain in place across southern Oregon, where ongoing wildfires continue to burn. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at El Centro Naval Air Station, California, to a low of 24 at Wild Horse, Nevada. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, hot, and humid, mid-90s. Boston, mostly sunny, hot, and humid in the upper 90s. And in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, and highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees. The average low, 58. The record high, 95, set in 1953. And the record low, 34, in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:17 a.m., sunset this evening 7:35 p.m., 13 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy, hot, and humid today, with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible during the afternoon in the upper 80s to around 90. A few showers and storms tonight, with lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy, hot, and humid today, with a late-day shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower to mid-90s. A few showers and storms tonight, with lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy, hot, and humid today, with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. A few showers and storms tonight, with lows in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics in southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Hazy, hot, and humid today with a late day shower or thunderstorm possible and highs near 90. A few showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy, hot, humid today with a late day shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower to mid-90s. A few showers and storms tonight with lows near 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, an early morning shower, then increasing sun, lower humidity later in the day, lower 80s, a mix of sun and clouds, 70s on Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, a touch more humidity with a shower possible Saturday in the mid-70s, and a mix of sun and clouds, warmer and more humid Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, with scattered showers and storms, and highs in the mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.